The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Roberta Fasinelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are here to work our way through some of the interesting conversational tidbits that are about today and through the week. We've talked a lot about the baseball season getting started, the story from Arizona. This is one of those great stories. A youngster named Nathan Boyer, who's 13 years old, was taught how to perform CPR in the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. So because of that, he saved his baseball coach over the weekend because of the training. His coach, Isaac Weinrich, a coach collapsing in training. So Nathan put his skills to work. He called 911, and then he went to work on Mr. Weinrich, and because of that, Weinrich expected to make a full recovery. When he was taken to the hospital, the EMTs said that he'd done a marvelous job. See, this is another...
Don't you think all kids should be taught this in school?
Well, in school, yes. Thing? But, you know, so many people take shots at the Boy Scouts because of some of the things that their leadership had. This is what happens all the time. When you don't separate, it's like the Catholic Church, the members of the Catholic Church versus the people who run the Catholic Church. It's like the people in this country versus the government of this country. You find that people get into control situations, into positions of power, and they don't represent what the average person thinks. I think the Boy Scouts are a marvelous organization.
Yeah.
Cub Scouts, marvelous. But
and the people
clouded.
That have that training are just good people, by the
right.
way.
Right. But, but they've been clouded by this issue of gays, and whether you can be gay and be a scoutmaster and all this other stuff.
Well, I think you can now, can't you?
Yeah. That changed this year, I think, in the year, or late last year. But for many years, it went on. And you just wonder, what is there that's gained by all that negativity? Especially when there is such a great group, a core, not only of people, but the things that they teach them, like this, that is universal across the Boy Scout programs. I don't get what it is, frankly, but I don't get a lot of stuff, apparently. This is one of those things I have no time for the people who don't want to. They think they're not inclusive and they, you know, should be boycotted and all that other stuff. Well, you asked that question, Mr. Weinrich, today, whether he thinks the Boy Scouts have a good reason for being, and I bet he's going to give you a different story. Good luck to this kid's... he'll be interviewed. He'll get on to the morning shows and stuff like that. But I'm betting he just, you know, he did what came naturally. And this is it. You get the psychology of this. You train kids to think about what's important and how to respond in cases of emergency. Because there are so many people, not just young people now, but so many people who go through life. They have no real basic social skills. They don't have any talent. They don't have any passion. They don't have any interest in so many things. It's just like they're zombies. And so
that are mad about something, don't forget that.
Yeah, right. They're angry. Yeah,
they're
angry.
They're
angry zombies. Correct. Thank you, Jennifer, for putting that to perspective. All right. So, I always love the New York stories. I try to bring them around when Roberta is here, even though she's only a part-time New Yorker.
Angry
now,
zombies?
Living in New Orleans. Yeah, she loves the zombies wherever she is.
Was a season finale of The Walking Dead. It was incredible.
Why do you like that show?
I love that show.
It's trending all over Facebook and Twitter right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a big story this
Something
morning.
Something happened.
Yeah. Well, what happened? Yeah. So tell us, be a spoiler. Tell us
don't
what
spoil.
Well, somebody got killed at the end, and we don't know who it is.
Really?
No, we don't know. We'll find out.
You notice how the season finales are coming faster and faster and earlier now? They don't wait for May sweeps.
Well, these cable shows are a little different because they run in different cycles than network shows.
Yeah. Well, but even so, the network shows, it looked to me like, although there's an all-new episode of The Good Wife coming out next week, it wasn't on last night because of the Country Music Awards. When you saw it last week, a couple of major characters just sort of disappeared. And I thought, oh, this is the end of the show? It was hard to... And I always find myself disappointed at the end. You know, you don't want to really think. If you've liked the show, like 24, you don't want it to stop. You don't want it to go away. You want it to keep going. And then the people say, well, that's a good feeling to have. That's a good place to leave when they're on their high ground, and you know, maybe they can come back for later on.
Well, you get invested in these characters, you know, you really get to know them. They always become like part of the family.
Yeah,
and right, care exactly. about them, so you know, you kind of follow them. You don't want it to go away.
You're talking about zombies, right?
Yes.
Okay, you care about them, you get involved at their family stories. You're talking about zombies.
Zombies have families too, Rich.
Yeah. You know, after The Walking Dead, there's something called Talking Dead, which is an hour basically talking about the previous episode. And there's a segment in it where we say goodbye to all the zombies that were killed in that episode.
Aw.
You are such a freak.
That's so weird.
You are such a freak.
But think about it. There's an hour-long talk program called Talking Dead, talking about the previous issue of The Walking Dead.
Welcome to my life, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of that, I actually got lost coming back from the. I went down to the. I'm not connected closely to the living room and to the kitchen like I was in my old house.
Oh, you're in your new digs. That's right. Yeah.
New house. So going down and finding there's no shortcut. There's only one way up, and I'm at the way back end of the house. So up in a room actually was perfectly is almost created for this. Where I've got the radio studio set up, but I can't. I trip over these bags and boxes everywhere. I got up last night a couple of times, and I tripped over a thing that I'd left in the room because I couldn't remember where I was. You know, you wake up in one of those sound sleeps, and you think you're walking. I'm glad the stairway wasn't too close by. But finding your way, even okay. So where's the bathroom?
Welcome to my life.
Where am I?
Welcome to my life.
Okay, Roberta.
It looks so clean, though, Dougie. I'm so proud of you. I was watching.
That was the thing I said when I got the picture of Doug's studio from Bob. I said that's the cleanest that room will ever be.
Well, there were no piles of paper on the floor and on the desk.
That was the first thing Ms. Meredith said. Oh, look at that clean. Look at that. She goes,
I'm sure now after day one of the broadcast from there are piles of papers. He's setting up his stacks.
I have just,
and I can almost tell you exactly what their stacks are.
Really?
Yeah, he's got one for his commercials. Mm-hmm. He's got one for...
I can't find my commercials. They're in a box someplace.
Okay. I don't know where it's at. He will have one. And he's got one for Chucker. He's got one for Tom K.
All the different...
He's got one for the pet guy, you know. Mm-hmm.
The pet guy? Warren, what do you mean the pet guy?
Yeah,
Warren.
No, for everybody. You got a stack.
14 past the hour.
You got a stack for me?
No, Roberta.
He doesn't have a stack for you, Roberta. It's rolled up next to the toilet.
I was going to say something, but I decided not to be a sexist pig, so I didn't say what I was thinking. It was the story from New York about the taxi drivers union and what has happened in New York as a result of what may be the cleaner
I'm
influence.
I'm never taking a cab again. This is ridiculous.
All right, stand by on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Weldon, New York. Drink responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission has proposed a new policy which would make sexual harassment guidelines specific for taxi drivers. Mm-hmm. Drivers would be banned from commenting on passengers' appearance, asking them about their love life, or watching what's going on in the back seat of the cab.
Please. What are they going to do, put a blindfold on? If you're going to be, you know what, in the back of a cab, I mean, please. That's not their problem. But if you can't get a good cat call now and then, why even go out of the house?
Ugh. Seriously? Huh?
Seriously, if you don't get a good cat call, or if you can't get a, like a, hey baby, in a cab, I mean, give me a break. Why you even go out?
You want the cab driver to come off you?
Yes.
Oh, hey, baby, you're very hot.
I'm not interested in that. Thing.
Oh, baby, you burning up my camel.
Come on, Roberta. You know when you get a whistle in New York, you feel pretty good about
you
yourself?
You remind me of my camel back home.
And you know what I want to do to you?
You was a lovely camel.
All right, next story.
All right, next story. Also from New York, Brian Valentine, arrested and charged with criminal tampering after he placed two plastic bags over cameras in Long Island. The red light cameras. This is part of a big civil disobedience group. I'm part of this, take down the traffic safety. Traffic safety, my butt. Traffic safety is about making money.
Revenue enhancement cameras.
That's all it is. This group is called Red Light Robin Hoods, led by a fellow named Stephen Ruth, who has encouraged people around the country to fight against the red light cameras. All it is government, 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 money, money, money. The tactics include pushing the camera upward, placing stickers over the lens,
shooting
BB guns, shooting at them. Which is fun.
That's a whole business. You know, the companies that put them up, they get split the revenue with the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember last year Richie went through a whole long expose as to how this stuff all works. It's a big racket.
The red light cameras, they are retiming the yellow lights to be able to catch you. They're making the yellow lights shorter.
And they are short now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yellow means speed up.
And this is, you know, we keep talking about Trump this and Trump that, Bernie Sanders. This is why these guys are ahead, because of stuff like this, the people have just had it up to here. They're fed up with it. 21 after the hour here on Good Day. Oh, no.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, we're at 23 after the hour now in the Good Day program. A couple of musical items here of note, including our video of the day today, which is from the folks at Disney as they prepare for the release of their live-action reboot of The Jungle Book. They have released a clip featuring Baloo the bear. This is Bill Murray's voice.
Relax, kid. No need to get worked up, okay?
Where am I?
This is a cave. It's my cave. You don't remember what happened, do you?
No.
I saved your life. Yeah, I snatched you from the jaws of death, the coils of death, if you will. And lucky for you, your new favorite hero, old Baloo here, just happened to be passing by. No big deal. Just tell me this. Can you climb?
Yeah.
Then let's quit wasting time and get on with it.
Get on with what?
Payback, kid. Payback.
What do you mean, payback? Payback for what?
Ever notice when you hear an excerpt, this happens not just here because the video is something portrays or helps to tell the story, and all we're hearing is the audio from it, but because I was a big fan of the Jungle Book, I wanted to play a little of that for you, and I wanted to hear it myself because I haven't seen the video yet. But did you ever notice when you are listening to some of these things how different the voice intonation is? It almost sounds like, if it wasn't for the pictures, it sounds like they're reading off of a cue card or something. Have you ever noticed that when you see a movie, people have learned their lines, but there's not, it needs the energy of the video or the action to make it seem real, because otherise it just sounds like
Bill Murray's case is definitely reading. He's got
a script. Yeah,
he didn't have to remember anything.
No. Mm-mm. All right, so anyway, that's from the... It's much better to see than to have heard just that little bit of it. The singer Kesha, back in the news again. She said over the weekend, Jennifer, I would rather let the truth ruin my career than lie for that monster.
Oh,
now, this is continuing the story against producer Dr. Luke, who apparently is a really bad guy. She has accused him of raping her and using her in any number of ways. But she says she was told by the record label that if she retracted her accusation against him, they would take her out of his group. But she said, I'm not going to do that. She got offered freedom if she lied. She wouldn't lie. So she posted an emotional Instagram message. There is a huge legal battle going on here. She said, the truth may ruin my career. If so, okay. So this has been at least, what, 2-3 weeks, Jennifer, we've been on to this?
I think more than that. Yeah. I feel like we've been talking about Kesha for the last 6 or 8 weeks now.
This guy, Lukasz Gottwald is his name. Dr. Luke has denied allegations. So what does he look like? What does he seem like? I don't know much about it.
He looks kind of sleazy. And, I mean, I don't know if there's a sleazy look, but that's what he looks like to me. And other female musicians that have worked with them, including people like Adele, who say the same thing, that this guy is just not great. And it just, you know, I don't understand why the record company is protecting him so much when they're getting so much bad publicity for this. I mean, they just seems like they don't care.
Well, as of last night, her Instagram post had 123,000 likes.
Wow.
So I got offered freedom if I were to lie. I would have to apologize publicly and say that I never got raped. This is what happens behind closed doors. I will not take back the truth.
Good for her.
I would rather let the truth ruin my career
Good
than lie for
her.
A monster ever again.
Well, but it won't ruin her career because she can go out on her own and produce. Look at all the people who've had success.
Unless they keep her shut down on the bench because of her contract.
I mean, I think I look good for them.
Not
like the they'd be thinking about themselves as well. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
In 1966, the Farm Credit System created a time capsule to be opened when Farm Credit turned 100. And that's now. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTVX 1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTVX 1140's unique K-vertible design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTVX 1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
On the 50th anniversary of what was then the Federal Land Bank, a time capsule was buried in Larned, Kansas to mark the occasion. Greg Reno is with the Wichita branch of American Ag Credit, a regional farm credit lender.
The Farm Credit System 50 years ago said we ought to put together a memento of our accomplishments and send forward a prediction of what agriculture would look like in the U.S. in the next 50 years.
Reno says some of those predictions were accurate.
They said farmers will rely heavily on computers to direct machinery to do the planting, chemical application, and harvesting. Well, that's how we farm today. But then there's a few things that they missed. One of them was humans will have almost complete control over nature.
Former U.S. Senator Bob Dole was a congressman from Kansas and was in Larned when the capsule was sealed. Dole was also in Washington, D.C. when the capsule was recently opened. Later this year, Farm Credit will seal a new time capsule in Wichita to be opened 50 years from now. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old.
years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is back, and we're happy about that. Roberta Fasanelli makes a rare appearance on the Good Day program, so everybody is here. Here, there, everywhere. So the weekend poll, I wanted to get your input because we haven't really had discussions actually with either of you on some of these things, even though it may be considered by some to be the normal rigmarole of standard issue news talk radio. There are some of these things that are good because the conversation causes our mind to broaden, to go out somewhere from where it normally is. So last week when we asked on the poll of the top 10 talk topics, which one was the most important to you, 19% of you said it was the presidential race. I don't agree with that, but that's what some of you said. The battle against the Islamic State, 18%. 17% was March Madness.
Oh,
let's
goodness.
See where we go
that
from
was
there.
The most
story.
Important thing is March Madness?
First, it's these people. Yes, for some people.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
10%. You don't sound like such a snob, would you, for God's sake?
Oh,
people love
goodness.
That March Madness.
People have something better going on in your life. Like
All right, so anyway, let's see. What else have we got here that is of interest and importance? The Supreme Court public union ruling. Had 9%. I thought that was the most. That one and the NFL concussions, for me, was number one. Not a lot of people agreed that Apple was the number four story last week. This is a fascinating reality. Apple now is suing the FBI for ruining or possibly ruining the secrecy and being able to get into. Now, if you don't think the people at Apple are smart enough to get around the FBI, hello, of course they are, and they will.
They had this all along. They just didn't want the FBI to have it.
Well, I didn't realize that the FBI had them in court on another case in which they claim that there was some there's some robbery or something in New York that they were trying to get into this guy's phone, and the FBI wanted the Apple people to do it, and the Apple people said, no, I'm not going to do that. So they took him to court. What? Why would anybody, why would you do nothing but fight this to the nth degree? Because it's what your whole business is based on. Privacy. There's so little of it left. Well, I would, I'm with Apple to the nth degree. I didn't realize they had two court cases going
here. To play devil's advocate, and I agree with you. I mean, we can't let fear take away our protections. I mean, that's just, you know, our protection of privacy and that sort of thing. But that being said, Apple then went after the FBI. Once Apple basically told the FBI, hey, you have to figure this out on your own if you want to use that phone, then when the FBI actually did figure it out on their own in San Bernardino, then Apple says, well, you have to tell us how you did it. Uh-uh, that doesn't play for me. If Apple didn't want to play with the FBI shouldn't have to play with Apple.
Mm-hmm. So,
don't you think?
Yeah, okay, I hear your thinking. I don't know whether I agree with it or I don't agree with it, but I think that it has that thinking has merit for sure. Roberta?
You got an iPhone. I think I have to. Yeah, I have an iPhone. Yeah. I think Apple has all this stuff anyway.
I have an iPhone.
What about you, Richie? You're an Apple.
They have it
guy,
all anyway. And, you know, if they didn't want to play, they didn't want to play.
Shuts down the encryption of the FBI, and the FBI has to go back to square one to try and break into their next phone.
Yep, I think so.
I think every time the FBI creates a hack, Apple's going to shut it down.
I think Apple has more power than people realize. They can probably encrypt your phone just wirelessly, you know.
But as an everyday Joe, I feel like we've been played by all the publicity that this story was given, because you can't tell me that the Apple operating system does not change every, I mean, how many times do you have to update iPhone?
Yep.
Every time that happens, something changes. So don't pretend like Apple couldn't change this. I mean, we've been played to a little bit. Apple has used this, and look, I agree with them, but Apple has used this to make them look like a private, you know, like privacy is really important to them and that they don't want any of their information. Please, they could care less. They want you to buy an iPhone. I mean,
and every update they get more information about
you.
You
know, I mean, every update.
Well, look at how many of those phones have sold.
They get more information about them.
Notice that I, your comfortable host, has not ever bought an iPhone. I do have an iPad.
But you have a Samsung.
Well, they don't make them in flip yet, so.
Excuse me.
That's good, Jen.
Respectful.
Very good.
The fact that March Madness was as important as it is, the poll continuing, the championship game with the NCAA. What is the? This is it, right? Tonight's the last.
This is it. Tonight's the night. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For us East Coast, it'll be about like 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. The folks at Tesla have come up with a new car, and there's all kinds of hype about it. We're going to talk about that in a matter of moments. John Stewart, though, I have to do this because this is from my wheelhouse, if you will. John and his wife now have an animal sanctuary in New York. I think they have a farm also in New Jersey, but the sanctuary is in New York. So he's been working and spending more time there, and doing some other things as well. But tending to his animal sanctuary is fun for him, and he's earned it. So he's decided just to sort of step back. He and his wife, Tracy, have this sanctuary. There was a runaway bull that escaped from a slaughterhouse in Jamaica, New York. Now, I'm trying to figure where in the world in Jamaica there is a slaughterhouse, but I wouldn't have thought that they would be able to.
No, they still have some of them. Yeah, they still have them. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So this is an Angus bull who escaped from the holding pen at the. This is Friday afternoon, and it's near the York College campus, apparently, where the bull became a big hit all over social media. Police managed
looking for Wall Street.
Corral the bull. Bull taken to the Animal Care Center of New York in Brooklyn. Wait a minute. The Animal Care Center in New York in Brooklyn. That's where I got Millie.
That's really?
That's the Kill Center.
It is?
Yeah.
The kill center is called the Animal Care Center.
Yeah. Anyway, so anyway,
come on in, puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Disneyland. Yeah. I mean, really, what a name.
You want some candy, little doggy?
Well, right. It's kind of like bills in Congress, you know?
They're making you play, feel guilty because the poor puppies are all going to die. You have to come to the kill shelter.
Well, that's true. That's why we were
it
to,
is
we
true, but why call it a kill shelter? It's called the pound. Come
well,
on.
Well, they don't call it a kill shelter. That's what people from outside, that's what I call it, because that's what happens there. All right, anyway.
Kill them?
Yeah, if you don't get them over a certain period of time, they'll put
they
them
in 30 or 60 days and
like that. Yeah, yep. Anyway, so...
Roberta's like, do they take husbands?
I'm going to just drop them off there.
Tom, I hear this place is great cappuccino. Good luck.
Oh, anyway, to finish the story, that was good, Jennifer. You finished. We're glad you're back. Anyway, so John Stewart heard about it, and he went in with his truck and his trailer and put the bull, who's now nicknamed Frank Lee, which is he's named after the guy that escaped from Alcatraz, whose name was Frank Lee, and he brought him up to his farm in Watkins Glen, New York. So that's what happened to that story.
So the bull's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's no bull.
It's no bull, Roberta. Please, that was bad. Jennifer's was good. Yours was, that was bad. Really, really bad. One item here before I sort of get some out of my mind. We were talking about taxi drivers a little while ago. There's a former Uber driver from Boston. This has been all over the press here. I thought it was worth mentioning nationally because it's an idea whose time may have come. This is a women's only ride sharing app.
Ooh, I like that.
It's called Chariot for Women. It will launch April 19th. Women only drivers. And only women customers.
I think it's a great idea.
Great idea.
Really, one thing, I will use Uber and I will use Lyft, but I will use them only when I'm traveling with someone else. Yeah. I don't know that I feel comfortable in my, you know, especially in a big city, using Uber by myself. I mean, I wouldn't use it at night for sure, maybe during the daytime. But this would be something I would love. I would love it.
Okay, so now, as you get excited about this, listen to the United States government's approach to this. Discriminatory. Our discrimination laws make this illegal.
Wow.
That's so sensitive.
You can't hire only women, and you can't choose your customers. This government and the way this
country is... So let's say there becomes a driving service for black people only, white people only, Asian people only, men only.
No, if that's what makes people comfortable, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why do you...
Is that for me? Do you want the government dictating what makes you feel comfortable, Rich? Come on. No, you don't. You're better than that. You're better than that.
This car service is only for white people.
Trust me. Would you want to drive in an Asian car service?
When you go get a massage, for instance, they'll ask you, do you prefer a male masseuse or a female masseuse?
Right.
So how is this different?
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference.
Different than going to the proctologist.
It's true.
Or the gynecologist. Would you rather go to a male gynecologist or a female gynecologist?
I go to male gynecologist all day long. Are you kidding?
Really? Why?
Males
Why?
Are so much better. I've been to both. And women, because they have all your same parts, they're not gentle. They're like, oh, just suck it up. I mean, I had a woman, actually, this sounds way too much information. She cranked me open and then she forgot the Q-tip. So she leaves the room and leaves me just sitting
there. Oh!
You don't do that. Men are kind of like, ooh, because they don't know what everything is like. They don't have those parts, so they're more gentle.
You were right. Too much information.
Wow.
44 past the hour on Good Day.
That won't make it into the demo.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. And be sure to enter promo code GD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Ancient wisdom teaches that if you want less of anything, you tax it. If you want more, you subsidize it. Have we forgotten that simple principle? If we look through the lens of liberty, we see a government that rewards unemployment and business failure with welfare and taxes productivity, profit, growth, job creation, and wealth. We pay taxes on our wages, our homes, and our cars. We are taxed on clothes, food, drinks, and gas, and on everything we leave behind after death. We complain of high taxes, but maybe we ought to look more closely at what we tax and what we subsidize. Maybe we should stop subsidizing things that fail and start rewarding things that succeed. Then maybe we would get less failure and more success.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
48 after the hour here on the Good Day program with Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and me. This is the story of Dr. Jennifer Freed, who's been practicing psychological astrology for 25 years. She's from Santa Barbara, which is a beautiful, magnificent place and the home of a lot of people who do this sort of thing. She takes the comprehensive birth chart and says it goes well beyond character-defining traits. This is something that I believe strongly. What I've used it for and what she's talking about is to figure out how you can better know other people. When it comes to relationships, for example, isn't whether you date the person or you love them or you live with them, but how do you navigate around with them, navigating conflict? Relationships become clearer. And the way that you, I find it transformational, frankly, if you understand what this person is about, then you can work with him or her better. And that's really what the story is at DougStephan.com, developing your sun sign for healthier relationships. And, for example, let's see if I can find this. If you were born this month in Aries, we published all of this at DougStephan.com. Your first impulse may be to charge into the fray and take no prisoners. You like to act first and think later. Does that sound like anybody that I know? Others are impressed with your...
No.
Who do we have that... So we don't have any...
Well, you act first and think later. That's you.
Mm-hmm. No.
You talk first and think later.
Right.
Wait a minute. When did this become about me?
You said this doesn't sound like anybody, and you're the only one that sounds like.
No, I don't think that's true. I'm looking here through for somebody else. Let's see, whose birthday
I'll go to...
I'm an Aquarius. Let's have an Aquarius.
All right. Aquarius is February. I don't know. Let's see if we can get to February. Yeah. You pretty much know everything, right?
Yep. Yep.
Sometimes hard to get past your obstinate omniscience.
People would believe it.
People rely on your stunning objectivity and impersonal dispassion. It's a buzzkill for getting through a thorny, intimate knot. Extra ice is great for a cocktail party, but not so much for an intense and subjective conversation. Huh. You don't ever take second place. That's basically what this is suggesting. So the people that were working with you and loved you would have to learn to work around that. Otherwise, they would not like you. And that's why they would not be able to work with you. So anyway, check it all out. Good guy to DougStefan.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Stefan's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Richard Schemmel joins us, a national expert on the trends in technology. Apple is talking about what its next move is, it would seem, in the legal fight. Or is the government abandoning its legal fight because of the phone? There was one development that we all were talking about, that is the business of the San Bernardino iPhone. But there's another FBI situation. They're trying to force Apple to undermine the security of its products by trying to force Apple to unlock a drug dealer's iPhone in New York. We'll talk about that. And what happened on April Fool's Day in the world of technology up next here on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so Richard, the folks at Apple celebrating the birthday, I didn't realize Apple was 40 years old. It seems like...
No, it's real hard to believe.
It is. It's amazingly hard to believe, in fact. So what about this fact that the government is still trying to force Apple to unlock the drug dealer's iPhone in New York? Is this over, or have they got the key and now they're going to be saying to law enforcement and other jurisdictions that we've got the key, come get it from us?
I think that the FBI is probably going to use the key that they created for the San Bernardino phones to start unlocking iPhones. It's shown that Apple waited, and the FBI got a lot of information from hackers, and I don't think they're going to be needing Apple's help anymore.
Well, that's good then, in a sense, isn't it?
It's real good. But Apple wants to know what the hack is. So now the dilemma is: will the FBI give Apple the hack for security reasons?
Well, the other side of it is Apple wants to know what it seems they want to know, so that they can try to thwart it in the next iPhone.
They're going to plug that hole. I'm looking at an article in Reuters, and Apple will be able to plug the encryption hole. And the dilemma for Apple is will the FBI hack get leaked and somebody else get a hold of it?
Mm-hmm.
Vladimir Putin, whoever.
Yeah.
That is the dilemma. And, you know, we'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happens. It's
all right,
playing
so
out.
Google on Friday decided they were going to have some fun, and they thought they were going to, in terms of an April Fool's joke. Here's tech reporter Jay Strubberg talking about the misfire.
April Fool's Day pranks can be fun, but as Google just learned, they can also have unintended consequences. The company installed a button in Gmail so users could put an end to those annoying chain emails. Google appears to have removed the tool, but pressing the button sent a GIF of one of the minions from Despicable Me dropping a microphone and then blocked all future messages from the thread. Except that button was right next to the normal send button, and many users have complained about accidentally using it in emails with coworkers or potential employers.
So, under the circumstances here, what do we have? What are we playing with?
We're playing with this. Google has a responsibility to the public through their Gmail to make sure everything's right. To put in an April Fool's joke in a communication system, to me, seems irresponsible.
Well, these are kids, remember. They think like kids, a lot of these, even though they're very successful.
I
think like kids.
I understand they think like kids, but it's billion-dollar industries you're playing with. And it's just beyond normal for me. There's a fine line to cross on April Fool's joke. There's a gray area that you can't cross. And a lot of these young kids don't realize that.
All right. Can you explain this malware advertising, the pop-up thing? I don't understand what is going on here, the effect it has.
Okay, you go to a site and you get a little ad in the corner, okay, that talks about malware. And what happens if you click on it, it installs the malware on your system, so you'll have to buy some type of malware remover. So the ad itself has a link for malware. It's just ridiculous that, once again,
that's
the responsibility of websites to check out the ads that they're putting up. Usually they don't.
All right, so that's an interesting warning. Look out for the advertisement for malware, because it's going to give you malware. Thank you, Richard Chemel, here on Good Morning.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.